I'll be right back, Mr. McFadden.
Make it snappy.
Oh, yes, of course.
Remind me to thank Benson for leaving me with that person.
Benson had no choice. He had to go to the police negotiations. How's it going with CC?
Mr. C.C. McFadden is snide, arrogant, overbearing, egotistical. Those are his best qualities, I tell you, that man.
Yes, I'll just be running these contracts over to legal myself.
Hello again. It's Denise, isn't it?
Yes. Is there anything I can do for you while you're waiting?
No, but give me a minute. I'm sure I'll think of something.
Well, I have some typing to do.
Well, why don't you take a break, Denise? You see, I like to get to know the people I deal with. I guess I'm just a sucker for the personal touch.
Mr. McFadden.
How about dinner tonight? My hotel. Say 8 o'clock?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. I have plans.
Well, cancel them. I want to have dinner with you.
I can't, Mr. McFadden. I really do have plans.
So do I.
Please, Mr. McFadden.
Sweetheart, I don't think you fully appreciate what McFadden Textiles can do for this state.
Oh, that's not true.
Then you should accept my invitation. You see, if I have to be alone tonight, I might be a little grumpy in the morning. And if I'm a little grumpy in the morning, I might not feel like signing those papers. But we can remedy that situation. I'm at the Webster Hotel, room 316. Call me. Ciao.
Oh, hi, Benson. How did the negotiations go with the police union?
Well, we reached a compromise. I got everything they asked for. Did Clayton have any trouble with McFadden?
Well, they seem to agree on a few small changes.
Well, do we have a deal or not?
Well, he hasn't actually signed yet. He said something about tomorrow morning.
He'd love to drag it out.
There's a lot riding on this contract, huh?
Yeah, it means about 2,000 jobs to the people of this state.
Wow, that's just what I wanted to know, you know, how important it was.
About as important as a pair of lips to Howard Cosell. Seriously, Denise, it's extremely important.
I see. Webster Hotel, room 316, please.
Oh, Denise, you're very early this morning. Oh, well, you're not all that early. Maybe my watch stopped. Denise, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I just had a rough time last night.
Oh, and you lost your other shoe?
It's a long story.
You want to talk about it?
Oh, Gretchen, last night I had a date with a jerk with 13 hands. I knew he was a creep the first time I met him.
What if you knew? Why did you go out with him?
For Benson.
What?
If I tell you who the guy is, do you promise not to tell anybody?
Promise.
It was C.C. McFadden.
C.C. McFadden.
Morning, ladies. What about C.C. McFadden?
Oh, nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? Denise went out with him last night.
Gretchen, you promised.
I lied. He gave her a bad time, and it is all your fault. She did it for you.
What do you mean? You went out with C.C. McFadden for me?
I just told you that. Pay attention.
Denise, what's this about?
C.C. picked me up after work last night and took me to dinner. And then afterwards, I told him I had to come back here to get my car. But he drove me to the lake instead.
Oh, why did you go out to the lake with him?
It's tough to get out of a car at 55 miles an hour.
I don't understand. He didn't ask you, he just took you?
Yeah. Just as he was parking, I tried to get out of the car, but he grabbed me and ripped my dress.
He ripped your dress?
Yeah, but I got away. I ran to a gas station and called a cab.
But you got back here all right.
Well, sort of. When I got back here, C.C. was waiting in my car.
Oh, no.
So I ran inside, and I've been here ever since.
And I had something to do with you going out with this guy?
Well, he said he wouldn't sign the deal for the industrial park unless I did.
That's sexual harassment.
Good morning.
Oh, Denise, I'm sorry McFadden treated you that way.
Huh? What about me? Yesterday, while you were off playing budget director, I was systematically humiliated by Mr. C.C. McFadden.
Roy, I'd sure like to deck this guy.
I appreciate your concern, Benson, but I'd settle for a simple apology.
He tried to have his way with Denise last night.
Oh?
Yeah, he said our deal would be off unless Denise cooperated.
Hi, guys.
Well, it's a sad commentary, but these things do happen, Denise. I wouldn't take it seriously.
You'd take it seriously if McFadden had been pawing at you all night.
Damn, this makes me angry.
But McFadden came on to you?
Oh, Pete, forget it.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
I'm going to go talk to the governor.
That's a better idea.
Benson, what about our deal?
To hell with the deal.
Now, don't do anything rash.
Gene, you know, I'm really glad I dropped in.
Oh, I am glad, too, but it's quite a surprise.
Well, you know, it was a last-minute decision. I was on my way to the coast, and I thought, I'll stop in and say hello and see if my boy C.C. is behaving himself.
Well, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but I assume everything's copacetic.
Governor, something's going to have to be done about this creep McFadden.
Now, first, let's get the creep to sign the deal.
Gentlemen, meet George McFadden, the creep's father.
Gentlemen, what's the problem?
Well, sir, your son has caused my secretary a little trouble.
What kind of trouble?
He told Denise that our deal would fall through unless she went out with him. She went out with him, and then he spent the evening mauling her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am. I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy.
I have a few suggestions.
See, unfortunately, this isn't the first time he's behaved this way.
Well, hasn't anyone ever pressed charges against him?
Twice. But his mother has the best lawyers on the East Coast, and she thinks she's doing him a favor by bailing him out. I don't know. I've done everything I can to straighten him out. I wish there was some way we could get through to him before he ends up in real trouble.
Well, sir, he's in real trouble now.
Benson, let's not jeopardize the deal.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that. Your deal with McFadden Textiles is set.
Thanks, Mike.
My son is the problem. Oh, I tell you, Gene, he's worse than Bronco Calhoun.
You mean that dumb quarterback who kept bothering the cheerleader?
Gentlemen, please, could you spare us this trip down memory lane? Something's got to be done about this guy.
Hey, you remember what we did to Bronco? I mean, we really straightened him out.
You're not suggesting we do that to your son.
Well, why not? Nothing else has worked.
Oh, I don't know, Mac.
Gene, it may be a way to get through to him.
Well, I'm sure to teach him a lesson. It sure solved the problem for that cheerleader.
Well, if it'll teach him a lesson, do it.
Well, we'd need everybody's help.
Anything I can do.
Well, I say we do whatever makes Mr. McFadden happy.
Then we'll give it a try.
Sure, let's go for it.
Okay, what'd you do?
We murdered the cheerleader. They're coming.
Ooh, I'm on my way.
I'm going into the closet now.
Well, here we are. Come right in, Mr. McFadden. Make yourself at home. I'm certain the governor will be joining us shortly. He's so looking forward to meeting you.
Well, he should be. I'm bringing enough money into this state.
Yes. Let me fix you a little drink.
Isn't it rather dark in here?
Oh, it's always like this. The governor insists the room be kept exactly as it was the night he discovered Emily there on the sofa. Poor thing, it was a horrible way to go.
His wife?
His basset hound. I'm sorry you won't get to meet Mr. Dubois tonight. He's terribly upset about his secretary.
Denise?
Yes, she didn't show up for work today.
What'd she do, call in sick?
No, I'm afraid she's missing.
Well, she's a hot little number. Maybe she took off with some guy.
That's one theory. But not a very plausible one.
Who are you?
Inspector Frederick Snipes, Scotland Yard. Retired, now living in the colonies.
Inspector, why are you here?
I've been hired by the family of Denise Stevens to find her whereabouts.
Well, may I introduce myself? I'm Clayton Endicott III.
Ah, Clayton Endicott III. Your reputation precedes you. And this, no doubt, is C.C. McFadden.
How do you know that?
Elementary, my dear fellow. You wear the tie of an Ivy League school. A minor one, but Ivy League nonetheless. But the damaging evidence, of course, is your handkerchief bearing the initials C.C.
Amazing!
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Inspector, have you made any progress in your investigation?
Unfortunately, Endicott, yes. I fear Miss Stevens has met with foul play.
Foul play?
Good heavens to Betsy. There seems to be a storm brewing.
Inspector, if I'm a suspect, I'll be glad to answer any questions, but there's no reason to detain Mr. McFadden.
I'll be the judge of that, my boy. Mr. McFadden, I wonder if you'd be so kind as to inform me of your whereabouts last evening between the hours of 8 p.m. and 1 a.m.
I was home.
Home? Come, come, Mr. McFadden, if by home you mean number 1365 Dreamy Draw Drive, Ancient Oaks Estate, Coscob, Connecticut, 06807, don't be ridiculous, surely you're joking. You were here in this city.
Well, I didn't mean home, home. I was at my hotel. I was at my hotel all night.
All night? My dear fellow, what do you take me for? Then perhaps you can explain why you were seen arriving twice.
I don't get you.
It's very simple, my man. Now, you were seen arriving at your hotel at 6 p.m. and then again at 1 a.m. Now, you can only arrive at a place twice if you've left it once. Eh? Eh? Where did you leave and where did you go? Endicott, are you familiar with this dialect, Aya?
Aya.
I see you are. I put it to you, sir, that you had dinner last evening with Miss Stevens.
Hi. Oh. You wanted to see me, Inspector?
Katie, the inspector's busy right now. Aren't you busy right now? Yes, he's busy right now.
But I'm an eyewitness.
Well, this is an interesting turn of events. Take it, Endicott.
Katie, why aren't you upstairs earning your allowance?
Money isn't everything, Clayton. I saw Denise in the parking lot last night at exactly 12:17.
She's doing my part. I'm the eyewitness. No, I'm not even in this thing.
It was dark, and there was a man with her. Never seen him before. Wait a minute. That's him.
Well, Mr. McFadden, that would seem to clinch it. We have an eyewitness.
Oh, come on. Oh, you're not going to listen to this little brat, are you?
Endicott, would you be so good as to take the young lady to her room?
Gladly. Come along, Katie. Wouldn't you like Uncle Clayton to tuck you in?
Oh, brother.
Now, let me get this straight. You left your hotel and you came here to the mansion.
Look, I had a little dinner with her at the hotel, then I brought her back here. So what?
So what?
Yeah, so what?
I'll ask the question, Chair. Don't get uppity.
Are you really from Scotland Yard?
I said so, didn't I? Denise!
What is that?
Good grief, we're in for it now. Miss Stevens' brother, Bruno, vulgar, violent chap. We are connected through an unfortunate association. He is my employer. What is it, Bruno?
Well, this is the shoe of my sister, you know, which she was wearing last night.
Yes, let me see that. You found this in the blue Cadillac in the parking lot, did you not?
Yes, no, but yeah, how'd you know?
Simplicity itself. I noticed the blue Cadillac in the parking lot, and its tires were caked with an odd reddish mud, a mud which can only be found locally at Echo Lake.
Echo Lake?
Echo Lake.
Echo Lake?
This shoe has that same mud on it. Mr. McFadden, would you be so kind as to let me examine your shoes?
Now, look, she begged me. She begged me to take her to the lake, so I did. But we had an argument. She must have lost the shoe when she jumped out of the car. She got a cab and came back here. I never saw her again.
Oh, correction, Mr. McFadden. Correction, Mr. McFadden. You saw her at 1217. Did you not remember the little brat?
No, if you, you did anything to Denise, I'm gonna rip your lungs out.
Oh, please.
Mr. Stevens, come down. Way down, baby. The ball is in your court, Mr. McFadden.
Well, I saw her in the parking lot, and after that, I don't know what happened to her.
Neither do we. However, when ordinary methods don't work, I'm perfectly willing to try extraordinary methods. Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet my associate, the world-famous psychic, Madame Krauss.
So, Inspector, you have another problem for me?
Unfortunately, madam,
yes. I feel you are looking for a young lady.
Yes, I have...
I feel that she is a short brunette with a pixie-ish quality.
Yes, yes, I have...
I feel that you have an article of her clothing.
Madam, if you'd be so kind as to stop feeling, I'd tell you about it. I have her shoe.
Let me have it.
I'd be happy to.
There is evil connected to this shoe. I see the girl who wore it. She is in a car with a man. He tries to do rude things to her. They struggle. She runs from him. Suddenly, they are in a big house. He catches her. She screams. All is dark. She is mort.
Could you be a little bit more specific?
She is dead. She has fallen on foul play.
Foul play?
Dead. I think I've had enough of this.
Oh, no, you're gonna sit down, punk.
I call upon the spirit of Denise.
Denise! Bruno, that's very irritating.
I ask the spirit of Denise to speak through me.
This is crazy.
Silence! Silence! She's going into a trance!
How can you tell?
By the ugly look on her face.
Quiet! Denise is going to speak.
This is the spirit. Spirit of Denise.
Miss Stevens, we welcome your spirit.
Thank you. I've come back to avenge myself.
Yes, yes, we'll get to that soon. But could you tell us what happened?
Sure. I came into this house. It was late and dark. But not too dark to see the man who murdered me.
Murdered? Denise was murdered?
Miss Stevens, I know that this has been a terrific strain on you. Can you tell us his name? Please, tell us his name.
It was C.C. McFadden.
Well, sir, there's nothing left to do but confess.
Confess? I didn't kill anybody. And all you've got is circumstantial evidence. You don't even have a body.
A body. How do you know we don't have a body?
Yeah.
How do you know we don't have a body right here, for example? In this closet, for example. Oh, goodness.
Oh.
What do you think this is?
Hey, I didn't kill her. You gotta believe me, I didn't kill her. Yeah, I forced her to go out with me, but I didn't kill her.
But you did upset me.
Oh, I get it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little charade because it's going to cost you all a great deal. McFadden Textiles will never build in this state.
That's what you think, Charles.
Daddy.
CC, my son, you are fired.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. I'm going home to tell Mother.
Tell her she's fired, too. You wait for me, young man. I'm not finished with you.
Well, it didn't turn out exactly the way we expected, but I think we made our point.
Yeah. You know something? When I went into my trance, I think I actually went over to the other side.
It's too bad they sent you back.